כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
Shalom Evroche. The Siyata Dishemaya, we finished Ashrei. Really, Tila LeDavid, which we went through the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. How that Mizmor is all encompassing of the Tovus and the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over those who interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus of Hashem. And the Hemshech of Pesukei Dezimra are the last five prokim of Tehillim. Four Hallelujahs. Medrash says, not the Medrash, the Gemara says, the term Hallelujah, which is used in each one of these Mizmorim, is the highest level of praise. There's one pshat that the Gemara brings, it's a lashon of many, many praises, Hilulim Haba, and another perish is Haluka, Hilul together with saying the name of Hashem. That's the highest level of praise. Could be also that we know that Yud K is half of the name of Hashem. It says in the Olam Hazeh, we are only exposed to Yud K. Thus, it lovely when Mashiach is going to come. At the time we had the Beis Hamikdash, there was a hakara of the higher level of Yudke Vovke, same as Vayva Kodesh Boku. The Yudke is more representing the more external Hadhogav Kodesh Boku, without having a perception of the deeper ideas behind Hakodesh Boku's interaction with us, connection with the Bria. Could be in the Hanami. Halukor was saying that everything that we can get and recognize out of Hanhogav HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, we are praising to Hashem. Yudkei, we know also, Yud, the Gemara says, represents Olam Haba, and He represents Olam Hazeh, this world. That's also, that this world is always connected. The Yud and the He are always connected, because this whole world is a way to reach Olam Haba. Now, it's an interesting thing. At the end of all the halukas, we say a few psukim, which are from different places in Tehillim. Baruch Hashem le'olam amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem yitzion sheichu in Yerushalayim haluka. Baruch Hashem elikim elikei Yisrael eisen nefroi kavadei. Baruch Hashem kvoi le'olam v'imalech u'dor. It's called the Oretz amen v'amen. If you think about these five psukim, are really also the ramas to some of the ideas in every one of these mizmor. So, Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen v'amen, is shaykh to this first mizmor, which is describing the general chasodim that Hashem does to the world and to us on a constant basis. That's la'olam, amen v'amen. The second one is Baruch Hashem yitzion sheichu in Yerushalayim haluka, which is added in the second mitzvah, as we will see, Boini Yerushalayim Hashem, Shavri Yerushalayim. It's describing that special hashgach that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael, building us up to getting back to Yerushalayim, that Hashrat Shechina. The third one is Elikei Yisrael, Eisen Eflois Levadai. That's also very matim to the third of the halukas, which we describe the Hanog of Hashem from the Nitloyes, of the higher heavens, Shemaim, Shmei Shemaim, down to all the creatures in this world. And we ended with the words, Magid Vodah Yaakov Chukhut Chukhutah Mishpatah L'Yisrael. That's the Kei Yisrael. Hashem has a Shaykhus to all the Bria, from the highest Malachim to the lowest creatures. But he's the Kei Yisrael. It's all for us. And the last one is Yimolech Voidah Kalos Amen V'Amen, which is the basic, the last two Halukas, which are describing the Asid Lava, when Hashem revealed His covenant to the world, and the whole world will see the glory of Hashem. So this is introduction to the verse of Halukas. Like we're saying, once again, we finished with the Ashrei, now we're going on to different protim of the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how important it is to have that special keshu with Hashem. Halukas, I realize everything. This physical world that I see, and even more that I don't see, is all from you, and there's so much to praise Hashem for.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111